Countries like the US and Japan are facing a workforce crisis when it comes to caregiving. Whether it's caused by population demographics or insufficient recruitment strategies, countries with aging populations are looking for solutions to mitigate staffing shortages. As the gold rush of artificial intelligence sweeps the globe, both the US and Japan are turning to robots as a potential solution. For 90.5 WESA News, this is Designing Dignity, a series that explores some of the most pressing questions facing Pennsylvania. Are we prepared for an aging population? And how can we make sure older adults age with dignity? I'm Kylie Kaczynski. In Tokyo's busy Shinjuku district, Tamon Miyake's lab in Waseda University looks almost like a trade show. Life-size humanoid robots are positioned at individual stations, dressed up as a bedroom, a kitchen, or an office. A team of researchers here are building robots to take over certain caregiving tasks from humans. Miyake says the goal is to create one robot that can do it all.
Whatever people can do, so cooking, the cleaning.
Think C-3PO from Star Wars. PhD bioengineering student Misa Matsumura sets up inside a staged apartment in the lab. She deposits a sticky substance onto the belly of a mannequin lying in a bed. Then she walks across the room to a contraption that looks like a walker with actual Nintendo Switch controllers attached to it. With the controllers, she directs a humanoid robot called Eric at the bedside. It begins cleaning the substance off of the mannequin. This is part demonstration, part data collection, Matsumura says. The robot must learn how to clean off all kinds of stuff.
So, you know, there are all kinds of different, like, discharge that they need to take care of. Sometimes it's thick, and sometimes it's more liquid.
Across the lab, another humanoid helps Matsumura put on socks and slippers. It takes the team a few tries to get it right. Miyake says there's still a lot of computing to do to make the robots consistent.
Actually, it's still challenging for robot to be implementing the real domestic environment.
He says it will likely be another 5 to 10 years before these robots could be used in a nursing home, even longer before they're ready for the family home. Miyake and Matsumura are part of a league of researchers aiming to revolutionize elder care with technology. The Japanese government is betting big on robotic elder care with a massive initiative called the Moonshot Research and Development Program. When most people picture Tokyo, they imagine a city pulled from the future. Neon-lit skyscrapers, robots serving coffee in a corner cafe, and bullet trains whizzing by at 200 miles per hour. But another side of the city exists too. Many businesses, schools, and municipal agencies are still using fax machines. Hand-stamped signatures and cash-only shops are still common. Pittsburgh might not be a cyberpunk mecca, but it presents a similar dichotomy, a culture characterized by both tech innovation and a hesitance to change. Most residents give directions based on landmarks that used to be there. But Pittsburgh has positioned itself as a technology innovation hub. It claims birthright to artificial intelligence at Carnegie Mellon University. Speaking of AI, robotics labs at CMU are hard at work on care robots too. PhD student Juncheng Wang is demonstrating a robotic arm also being trained to wipe and clean, but this one uses voice commands. It also doesn't look like a human at all. It's more like a claw machine attached to a coat rack. Wang can direct the robot to clean his arm even with commands that seem vague.
Can you press harder?
I'm doubling the pressure.
I'm not really feeling comfortable.
Could you clarify what you'd like me to change?
Can you go slower now?
I'm moving at half the previous speed now.
Across the lab, PhD student Kavya Puthavithil is calibrating a feeding assistant robot called Obi that looks like a cafeteria tray with an arm. The latest update will integrate voice commands using ChatGPT. Puthavithil and Wang work in the lab of robotics professor Zachary Erickson. The team has deployed bots like Obi to real kitchen tables. Erickson says the goal of robot caregivers shouldn't be to replace humans entirely, but instead to give human caregivers a break.
Right now, it would be a family member or friend or caregiver that's essentially doing everything in my life for me. You know, if I could, for an example, just be able to, you know, survive for 3 to 4 hours on my own, right? That would give family members or friends the ability to, like, you know, leave.
Researchers still have work to do to bring caregiver robots to the masses and to make them affordable. The feeding robot Putavitil is working on costs $12,000. She shares her advisor's philosophy that caregiving will always require a human component.
Being able to meet the person's needs is a constant moving target, right? And this requires a very, very high level of skill and training and just empathy from people that provide that kind of care, right? I think robots are still a really long way from getting there.
Robots developed by researchers in Pittsburgh and Japan could one day join the caregiver workforce. But in the meantime, caregiving is still mostly a human job. Next time, we'll explore why human connection could be more important than circuits and coding when it comes to the quality of care. Designing Dignity is hosted by me, Kylie Kaczynski, and edited by Glynis Board. Our executive editor is Cindy Lash. Our digital editor is Katie Blackley. Japanese translation provided by Mizuki Nakamura. This series is part of a fellowship with the Association of Healthcare Journalists, supported by the Commonwealth Fund.